You know what that means?
Another bonus episode.
Another bonus episode here in the Cabin Podcast, the official podcast of Discover Wisconsin. If you're joining us for the very first time, I'm Susan Foch.
I'm Eric Paulson.
And on the ones and twos,
Jesus Reyes.
Yeah. And joining us for his very first ever bonus episode, Josh Osterman. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back.
Good to have you back. I mean, you know, your first couple episodes have been just so stinking successful.
They have. Yeah.
You're our ratings monster, Josh.
Well, so as most of our listeners know, the number one and number two most downloaded podcast in Cabin Podcast history.
In the first 7 days.
Yes.
Not all time.
Not all time.
But in the first 7 days.
But we are climbing the ranks because the pizza episode, episode 92, is about 100 downloads shy from breaking the top 10. What just broke the top 10 is our...
you have to clarify. So it's the top 10 of all time downloaded podcasts. It's very close.
But we did just break our first record, and this is a bonus podcast.
Yeah.
We had our first bonus podcast break into the top 10 last week.
Last week, yes.
Of it was all the podcasts ever listened to.
Of all of our podcasts ever. I will say this. So our number one, which is, it's so funny to me, like the number one episode has been number one for so long. And it is actually not surprising. Technically, it is the 10 most beautiful places in Wisconsin, which we did way back when Mariah was still on that episode. And it doesn't surprise me that that still is like number one. It has been forever. But yeah, seven small towns in Wisconsin that we love, which was sponsored by Cobblestone Hotels, was the first bonus episode we ever did. And it is officially in the top 10 all time downloaded podcast that we've done, which is pretty darn exciting.
One thing about that episode, it actually includes a story about the destination that we're talking about today.
Yes, Menominee. It does. Menominee.
Yeah. Hit it, Jesus.
I like it. Yeah. Can you play it? Menominee.
If you can't tell the kind of fun that we have behind the scenes here in the cabin, you are sorely mistaken.
It's a laugh a minute.
It is a laugh a minute. Any who's it's and what's it. So first of all, we are very proud, of course, of that first bonus episode in our seven small towns. However, if you don't want Josh to cry, everyone has to go tell their moms and their dads and their friends and their sisters and their brothers to go download the must try local pizza places in Wisconsin. And it is episode 92 so that he can get in the top 10 all time.
Yep. We're climbing the ranks.
Oh, goodness. But anyway, Josh, we're not just here to promote you. We are here to talk about the Menominee area.
It's a beautiful area. I mean, it's
gorgeous
for our Minneapolis metro area listeners. It is when we think of Western Wisconsin on that portion of the state that borders up against Minnesota. La Crosse is always a big one. Eau Claire, Menominee. And Menominee is one of those communities where it's like you can get past Hudson and River Falls, which can still be considered part of the Minneapolis DMA.
They're officially part of the Minneapolis metro.
Oh, they are.
And St. Croix and Pierce counties, yes.
Wow.
And Dunn County is not, but it's part of the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Menominee metropolitan area. So it's cool how they define all that. But the thing with Menominee is it's about 45 minutes to St. Paul and about 40 minutes to Eau Claire.
Right. It's right in the middle. It's a great location.
Yeah.
And geographically, it's beautiful in Dunn County and Menominee.
It's kind of the northern edge of the Driftless still.
Mm-hmm.
And they take full advantage of that because I know the most beautiful natural thing there, well, this might be debated, but one of the most beautiful natural things there is just south of town in the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Yes.
Which is a very popular outdoorsy stop.
Now, should we make note that they are closed for 2 months and they're repairing the walking path to get down?
Well, we probably should. They'll be reopened by, what, end of June, early July, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Here we are. Today, by the way, as we release this, is Cinco de Mayo. So happy Cinco, by the way. And so, yeah, if you want to start off your summer with Devil's Punch Bowl, you got to wait a little bit. But there are so many other cool things to see and do and enjoy in Menominee. And we just filmed there not too long ago either, so a lot of this is fresh in my mind. Although when I was there, it was below zero.
So you didn't go to the Punch Bowl?
I did not go to the Punch Bowl.
That would have been a little chilly.
Mm-hmm. I think the Punch Bowl needs to be a spot that everybody that visits the Menominee area should go to, just because of the photographs that you can take in the actual Punch Bowl itself. It's just, it's gorgeous, a nice rock formation. They have the moss and everything that grows on the rocks, but it's for Instagram folks, that's a perfect location to capture, you know, hiking and taking pictures of the area.
Not just the Instagrams. It's also about the TikToks.
True.
Oh, yeah.
We're about the TikToks now.
Or just enjoying the place, right? I don't know. Is that...
Hey, you know, I mean, just for its own sake?
I love how you chime in, like, so wholesome. Like, you can just enjoy it without your phone.
I just heard a lot of Instagram and TikToks. This seems like a nice place to be, you know, there, present with your family.
Mm-hmm. How come the youngest guy in this room is the wisest?
I don't... Yeah. Enjoy it for what it is. It's beauty. It's
what a radical idea.
Goodness.
Wow. And we're just blowing the doors off this because Devil's Punch Bowl won the Best Kept Secret Award in Volume 1's 2022, the Best of the Chippewa Valley Reader Poll. And now we're just talking about it.
The things that you have in your brain.
So there's a lot of topography around there. There's Devil's Punch Bowl. There's the Hoffman Hills, which is a wonderful recreation area. The Red Cedar State Trail, which follows the Red Cedar River, is fantastic for outdoor recreation. And, you know, really for Menominee, which is a college town, big time, DW Stout. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Stout is well known for its hospitality school, which kind of you can tell around town they know how to do hospitality. When we've been there filming, it's been wonderful. And but they love being outdoors, too. And this is kind of the, you know, like when you're the further north you go, it's weird. It gets colder. And the winters are more fierce. They're more fiercely outdoorsy people.
Well, just
they're
the,
more brave than we are.
Maybe
Eric.
That's the case. Yeah.
The view downtown, overlooking the lake, and how high you are up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's a gorgeous view, and it's just a perfect setting for a nice downtown in Wisconsin. UW Stout is a great part of the UW system. I think we've talked about it in the past on Digital Shorts, and I think we've filmed some stuff there.
It's the only one named after a person and not a city.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, hopefully we didn't talk about it in the last Menominee episode. I should remember that, but I'm just going to say that we didn't.
I'm not sure if we did, but it'd be funny if, like, there was a UW Jablonski or something like that. Stout, you can't tell as much.
So I had only been there, you know, throughout my college years to go visit and whatnot because I was over in Eau Claire. But when I lived after college over in the Minneapolis area, we would go back and we would stop and we'd hit some of the restaurants and some of these we're going to talk about. There's a supper club there at Jake's Supper Club. I don't want to be bouncing around, but Jake's Supper Club is beautiful. It's on the water. It's one of the lakeside restaurants there. They have just a great fish fry, but downtown itself is just a beautiful area. We did, back in my younger days, we would hit the state trail and you just go the Red Cedar State Trail. It's 14, 15 miles? It's crushed stone.
Oh, at least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it hooks up with the Chippewa River Trail that goes?
Well, yeah, to your point with the Red Cedar State Trail, it goes along the Red Cedar River, but in town it widens to that lake that you mentioned. Now, the city is called Menominee. How do you pronounce the name of the lake?
Menomon.
Lake Menomon.
I always screw that up, though.
We were there in January. Let me put it this way. We walked on the lake, and we set a fire on the lake, and we fished on the lake. And cooked things on fire on the lake. So it was pretty cold. But we spent that whole time talking about Menominee versus Menomon.
On camera?
It's like different uses of the O, a little bit.
So did you go to that, there's an island right in the middle of the lake that they put up holiday lights and everything. I think is there an ice skating rink there?
Well, yeah, but we filmed in January. That had already been taken down. Mm. But yeah, there is that island over there. But we were in one of the little bays because there's a park you can go to, and there's just a nice little launch you can just drive right down onto the water really easily there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually it was a very fun time. And actually, if you watch the show that we did, which included Menominee, there's a 2 to 3 year old kid who's so cute, and he did better complete sentences than I did. This kid's gonna be something someday.
Huh.
And he was fun and fishing and all that kind of stuff.
And that episode, if anybody's wondering, is in part of season 35 that will be released this fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing it because I just warmed up from it not too long ago.
Yeah.
It was cold. But the thing with Lake Menomon is it's a recreational paradise. You have Wakanda Park, which is right there.
Yeah, that's a great park. It's it has a variety of different animals. You can see elk, deer, bison, and it's all like a self-guided 20 to 30 minute tour through the park, which is unique. I mean, because you're pretty close to downtown.
Yeah, you are.
Which you can see all those animals, and it's an opportunity for somebody just to get out, enjoy the park. It's a, you know, whether it's a sunny day or it's a cloudy day, it doesn't really matter. You can just get out and enjoy it.
And actually, Wakanda Park, it's kind of on one side of Lake Manoamin. The other side is downtown. I mean, you can see it across mm-hmm. the water, which is pretty cool. And then if you want to get out a little ways, like we were talking about Devil's Punch Bowls a little south of town, a little bit north and east of town is a fascinating place called Woodwind Park, which we actually went up to in the show. And that became kind of a ski area. Oh, that used to be a ski area in the Menominee area, and they're kind of bringing it back.
Oh, is that the tubing place?
To winter skating and tubing and things like that. Yeah, it is very, very cool.
Did you went tubing on the episode then?
I didn't do actual tubing.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. We're going to have to go back there and do that. I think we all are.
Yeah, well.
I'm game for that.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that. There was a lot of ice skating. A lot of kids were out there ice skating, doing a lot of fun stuff. And then we crowded around the fire and warmed up and talked about all this stuff. And this couple, one was from nearby, I think grew up around the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And then one was from, like, Colorado and came here. They got married and came. And they reestablished, essentially, things in Woodwind Park. And the beautiful hills and the valley that they're in, that was enough for her to say, you know what, this works. And so it's become a big recreational destination, and it's, you know, 10, 15 minutes out of Menominee.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know, Menominee's, like, to get out and enjoy nature in Dunn County and Menominee, there's so many things to do, like whether it's in the summertime and hitting the bike trails and going hiking, hitting the waterways. There's many different activities. Then you get the winter activities, mm-hmm. so you can go do, you know, ice fishing. Ice fishing is huge on Lake Menominee.
Oh, yeah.
Menoman.
See, there you go.
You did it.
That went over my head for 2 seconds until you corrected yourself.
But, I mean, they have great snowmobiling trails over there. And then with this tubing area, there's always activities to do outside in Menominee.
It's one of the reasons they like to say living with the seasons, because you adapt to each season.
Right.
And you have fun with it no matter what. And I love the fact that the way Lake Menoman, you know, frozen in the winter, a beautiful place to swim and hang out and boat in the summer, and it abuts downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we had lunch one day, we were at a bar on one of the main streets, and the patio in the back, the little deck, was right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful when you have a charming city like Menominee that is right on the lake downtown.
Right.
That offers such beauty and recreational opportunity.
So what locations did you stop at when you were filming in the wintertime?
Well, the first place we stopped at, and I don't know what order it's going to be in the episode, we went to breweries because that's one of my things.
Yep, that's your thing.
Mm-hmm. And I call it Brewery Nonic. I think it's Brewery Nonic because there's a little slash through the O like the Danish used to do, and I'm part Danish. I should know this. But it's a great brewery in the old train station
mm-hmm.
in Menominee. And they brew up wonderful beer. They have a great little patio out back. And it's just, I loved the building, and I loved the beer and talking history there. We had a great time there. And then within a very light stone's throw is Lucette Brewing.
Well, let's get back to Lucette, because I have a big question about that one, because I saw their pizzas and I want to dive into that.
Oh yeah. But I forgot about your pizza thing.
If we go back to the first one, the outside patio area is pretty unique because you can bring your dog.
Oh, it's dog friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I mean, it's that close to the water, it's downtown, and they have a fire pit out in the back, and so you can just enjoy the drinks, you can sit around the fire pit, and then you can bring your pup, which, you know, I'll bring Nellie the next time we go up, and she can sit outside and watch me enjoy a cocktail.
Oh, I thought you meant the wrapper.
Yes, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any cat-friendly breweries, like...
Oh, like those cat cafes?
Are there only cat-friendly cafes in used bookstores?
Are you a cat guy or a dog guy?
I'm a cat guy.
Did you not know this about Eric?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I think that we should start one.
A cat brewery?
A cat brewery.
It's cool because they'll provide insulation because they'll just sit in the windowsill
exactly.
and ignore us. It's kind of nice.
It's a perfect, it's utterly flawless.
It is.
I'm excited.
But yeah, the the outdoorsy spirit of Menominee is reflected in Brewing Onyx because of that right there. And we had a great time around the fire. It was a very cold day when we were filming, but around that fire pit was wonderful. And I had a nice smoky smell when I went back in. It was great.
Well, it is nice. when you went to Lucette, I know they're a brewery and all that, but they have wood fire pizza. Did you try any?
Oh, yeah. That's what we had for dinner. And it was phenomenal.
All right. So if you type in best pizza places in Menominee, Lucette is number one on the list on multiple different reports.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
So tell me about the pizza.
They had great options and varieties. Okay. I mean, we were a group of, there were about 12 of us at that. They had the like picnic table style stuff. And so there were maybe more like 8 of us, but we each got a pizza.
You each got your own?
Well, because they'll make them. They have big ones and they have smaller ones you can do. And the variety of toppings and combinations you can do is pretty cool. And, yeah, they're all just that hot, fresh, wood-fired crispiness. And then the beers that would match with each kind of pizza you got based on the toppings.
They would do that?
There's recommendations you can do. I mean, depending on some toppings, a heavier beer or a lager beer or something would be better to have with it.
So you pair your beer with the pizza?
You can. I'm not saying they push that on you as a specialty. But because they make a variety of pizzas and they have a variety of beers.
I like that.
Based on the topping you do.
Yeah. It's kind of, some wineries will do like a wine and chocolate pairing. I think the idea that you would do like a pizza topping and beer pairing is utterly genius. I love it.
If you heard us talk on episode 92, what we like about pizzas. Well, me specifically.
You have a very specific rating for what makes a good pizza.
Yeah. I mean, it was very thin crust. It's the ingredients under the cheese. I want it cut, pub cut, in squares. I don't see this as being that. I mean, I'm looking at a wood fire pizza that's going to have that little bit of a thicker crust and the little burnt edges that a wood fire pizza always has.
Like nice crispness.
Yeah. And then I'm assuming they cut it, just like the regular pie pieces, right?
If I remember correctly, yes. Yes, they do.
I want to give it a whirl. I mean, it looks good, and every recommendation I read is it's such a great place to go. So
it is. Very festive and fun. It's very open air. There's a lower level, and then there's an upper level on maybe a third of the building, and the ceiling is that high all the way across. I mean, just the cubic space in there is huge. It's got a great feel to it. Those aren't the only two breweries in Menominee.
The third one is?
There's Zymergy, too, which is one I believe is an old gas station on the east edge of downtown.
I feel like we've talked about Zymergy before.
Well, Mariah filmed there.
Yeah.
Well, because that's also a dog-friendly brewery, right?
Yeah. And I did not get a chance to go into Zymergy. It was so busy, and I'm just happy. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, according to the singer Meatloaf. And it was great that I got to just check out those two. But Zymergy's on my list next time I get over to Menominee. So.
I mean, I remember it from the episode. And it's a pretty cool inside. If anybody wants to catch it, I believe is it 20, season 33. I know we filmed there. I don't remember what episode, but it was season 33. So you can find it on Discover Wisconsin YouTube.
See?
Or our app.
And when you do the lookup, the search on there, it'll get you right there. So, yeah, I mean, if you love breweries, man, Menominee is a heck. I mean, the town's about, 12,000 to 15,000, and there's 3 really good craft breweries there.
Which is phenomenal.
If we go down the pizza route, we can actually go to Ted's Pizza. Now, Ted's Pizza, that's another one where that's a little bit closer to what I like with pizza. It's a very thin crust, and it's got, just a really good sauce. They cut it up in the squares. They don't have the ingredients under the cheese. I can make do because I'm just just looking at it. It's a great-looking pie. But that was always – it was a fight between Lucette or Ted's as number one, number two pizza in Menominee and all the lists we were looking at. What makes this place unique is the fact that it's Greek-owned, and so they have their different flavors that they're going to throw on. So – how do you pronounce it? A gyro? Is that how everybody says it?
Gyro.
I'm sorry. What? Do you not know this?
Well, I know how I say it. I just I know
you don't say gyro, do you?
Well, there's people that do. Some people say gyro, but gyro. I don't.
We don't listen to those people.
No. We don't.
It's probably technically.
He's just not like these people.
It's probably technically like gyro.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Did you get the wow?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, we're gonna have to put a little focus on how you said that. But they have a pizza that is actually uses that meat, like a Say it again.
Gyro meat.
Yeah. Listen to you.
I'm a cunning linguist. Oh. So it's a lamb beef. It's lamb beef and spices, and that meat is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have the pizza. They call it the Zeus. That's gonna be one that I go up and do. Their sausage is
powerful name
really
for
good.
A pizza.
Say yeah. a little tzatziki.
It does.
Ooh, tzatziki.
Nice.
Are you getting fired up for this pizza?
I know.
Apparently, we're all getting fired up.
I had no breakfast and a light lunch. You're killing me, Smalls.
I just know that Ted's Pizza, it has like, you know, it's just excellent looking pizza. I can't wait to get up there. You know, and just you're looking at all the reviews and it's one that you can just dive right into. But then it has the Greek component to it where they have, you know, all different styles of foods there. So you can get one of your,
you know,
yeah, you can get one of those. You can enjoy a pizza. It's fantastic.
Lots of other good places to check out in town, too, beyond pizza as well. They were suggesting things like a Sixth Avenue Cidery. As opposed mm-hmm. to a brewery, mm-hmm. which I did not get a chance to check that out, but I kind of want to. Now, if you to talk about the Menominee area, if you head down 25 a little bit to 72 or near 72 is a little town called Downsville.
Okay.
There's a couple of charming buildings just off the main road. You got to check out Scatterbrain Cafe.
Scatterbrain Cafe.
Yeah, it is it's a cool old building and a unique little place. That's all I'm going to say on it. But definitely a number of good.
I would say it's unique just based off of the name. There. I can only imagine what it would look like upon walking in.
And, you know, I mean, there's tons of great places to eat and drink, but there's a lot of good places to visit, too, in terms mm-hmm. of culture. It's not just about food.
Perhaps some arts and culture?
Yeah, I would say both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say if we're looking at one more bar restaurant, the one right downtown that I've visited numerous times. The Silver Dollar Bar and Restaurant is always a classic when you're downtown. Have you been there, Eric?
Uh-uh.
At Ye Old Saloon?
It is a wonderful spot. You know, I've had many meals and cocktails there. Enjoy it. But art and culture, yes. Let's dive into that.
You're like, wait.
Well, there is a popular museum there called the Rossbach Museum.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys film there as well?
We didn't when I was there.
Okay.
But did Mariah film there?
It is. It's possible. Sorry,
she filmed at the Tainter, at the Maple.
Okay, and that was the other place I was going to mention. You know, I mean, the Rossbach is a heritage museum, which is a pretty cool one if you want to look at the history of the area and more. And then, if you're going to really experience beauty in a theater, this is one of the most beautiful theaters either in the Midwest or the country. The Mabel Tainter Theater. Now, the Tainter family is famous in the area because their ancestors invented the Tainter Gate, mm-hmm. which was actually Jeremiah Burnham Tainter invented this gate. Now, a Tainter Gate is, I know it's a fun name too, but it's a radial arm floodgate used in dams and canal locks to control water flow. So anytime you see a dam on a river or a lake in Wisconsin mm-hmm. or a canal lock, which we have a lot of those, especially on the Fox River, the Tainter Gate is one of the key components to allowing proper control of that water.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The architecture of that building is just, it's gorgeous. If you're into architecture and you're seeing that building, it has just this old outside to it, and you just want to see what's on the inside. And when you go inside, it could take you back, it looks like, to the 1800s. I mean, it's just
I believe 1890 is when it opened.
Look at you, historian. Yeah. History buff over there, huh?
I don't know where Eric stores all of that information.
It's unreal.
Because I have to, once again.
It stores information in the place that normally would tell you why you walked into a room.
I always have to note this every single time. Like, these notes are not in the outline for Eric. He's not reading off of anything. It literally is just coming out of his brain, like, organically. And I don't know where you keep it all.
But
anyway, continue.
Yeah, the inside of that building is very intimate. So if you're in there for whether it be a concert or a play, whatever. So the times that I've been there and you see it, you almost feel like you're right on stage with the performer. It's a wonderful place to go and watch an event, whether it be a comedy act or music or a play. Doesn't really matter. Just the inside of that building is pretty cool to take in.
It is. And then that downtown area where it is, there's a lot of great little shops. One of the great things about being a college town is you have a variety, a concentration of shops and bars and restaurants in a healthy downtown. And there's a lot of boutique shopping, and there's some candy shops, too.
Oh, yes. And this candy shop is supposed to be pretty iconic in Menominee, right?
I'll take you to the candy shop. Which one?
So this is the C&J Candy and Scoop Shop, which, honestly, it sounds adorable.
Candy and Scoop.
Candy and Scoop.
So any time that we visit a downtown and we want to experience, like, what type of restaurants, what is there to do, we just said, like, the picturesque view in downtown Menominee, looking at the lake and seeing some of this. If you can go and find a great candy shop with, like, good ice cream, mm-hmm. it really helps buoy the downtown area, because you can get that, and then you can walk around just enjoying your treats and then taking in what the towns have to offer. So they have a perfect candy shop and scoop shop right there.
Candy and scoop.
Well, it's nice, you know, if you're on a date. Ice cream's always wonderful. And if you have the whole family, kids, of course, love their ice cream. And then, of course, grown-ups do, too. So you can claim you're going there for the kids when you're really going there for your own enjoyment.
Yep.
It's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. Now, another cool thing that just opened in Menominee this year is a little satellite of Ellsworth Cheese Cooperative.
That is a great cheese.
Ellsworth is not far away. It's the cheese curd capital of Wisconsin.
Correct.
And the Cheese Cooperative just opened a bit of a manufacturing facility, but also a new retail branch in Menominee. And so they've got a tasting center there with wine and spirits and cheese and all this cool stuff.
Oh, wow.
But the Ellsworth cheese curds, routinely ranked among the top in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a really good job with variety of curds, too.
Right.
And so they're another place that I think that's going to be a pretty big draw.
Okay. Question. Do you prefer fried cheese or squeaky cheese? Eric, go first.
Depends on my mood.
Okay, that didn't answer the question.
I prefer squeaky.
Fried. Definitely fried.
Okay.
Fried.
Okay. I will say fried almost every time until I'm having an Ellsworth. I will stop, grab a bag, and I'll enjoy it. There's just something about their cheese curds that just I have to grab. So next time I'm cruising through and stopping at Menominee, I'm going to stop there.
Honestly, well, that's an endorsement. Because I think most people would prefer fried cheese curds just like for fun. Mm-hmm. So when you have a place that you're like, no, we have to get like the fresh cheese curds here, that's the endorsement.
I think one of your key words, though, is squeaky, because that implied fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Now, if a curd's not squeaky anymore, then I'll take it fried.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
If you get the fresh squeak, which, as we've explained before, is just the amino acids in the fresh cheese rubbing against the enamel of your teeth.
That is like the least fun way to describe what's happening with a squeaky cheese curd.
It is.
It's accurate, but it's just not fun.
Okay, it's a bunch of cheese unicorns making you happy.
I love that one so much more.
Okay,
thank
we'll
you
go
for
with that.
That
one then.
Perfect.
But so the bottom line is, you get the variety in such a small town. You get the variety of those options, whether you're shopping for things or enjoying some, you know, dining or some recreation. It's pretty cool that there's all this in this town that's this size, and there's a lot of cool events that you can enjoy in Menominee too. And as we're getting closer now into summer, those are only ramping up even more. In fact, there's a community celebration coming up a little later this month. So speaking of Mabel Tainter, the Mabel Tainter's Community Celebration's happening later this month, May 21st. And that has Chris, is it Cruzy. Cruzy. I see K-R-O-E-Z-E, and I'm like, I have no freaking idea how to pronounce that name.
He's good. I've seen him. He's performed in concert. I've seen him there. And then he's performed some national anthems at games I've been to and events I've been to. He's a great singer.
Well, he headlined Northern Wisconsin State Fair and a number of other things, too. And then, of course, in July, they have fireworks, not just on the 4th. They have them on the first Saturday in July every year. And then there's a lot of other great things to do if you want to check it out. And really, the website for that is ExploreMenominee.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's M-E-N-O-M-O-N-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
Holy it is, cats, that's a tricky one.
Now, there is something we did skip, and Susan's giving me that look, and so I'm going to speed this up really quick, but I don't want to miss out on the fish fries, because that is episode 107, another one that's climbing in to the top 10 most downloaded podcasts in cabin podcast history. But Jake's Supper Club, I know the Whitetail Golf Course, great place to go golfing. I have not had a fish fry there, but it is listed in one of the top areas to go. The Wilson Creek Inn, again, I have not been there for that, but I have been there for Jake's Supper Club. Now, we have a podcast that's going to be coming out I don't know when we're recording it and when it's going to be released, but we're talking about lakeside restaurants. Mm-hmm. Jake's is one that will be mentioned in this one because it is, it's a supper club that's actually on the water, and they have great fish fry there. But what's great about going to that particular location is they have a patio and you're right on the water, and it's a great outdoor adventure for foodies and whatnot, just to go and take in nature and enjoy great fish fry or a great prime rib. They're famous for all of it, but it's a great place that I didn't want to skip over a Menominee podcast and not mention Jake's Supper Club. I've always enjoyed it.
Okay, we got the fish fries covered. We got bars and restaurants covered. We got recreation covered. We have some of the outdoor stuff covered. Where are you going to stay at night in Menominee when you visit?
There are three really great options that we would love to highlight. Obviously, one of them, I believe we talked about kind of in the beginning of this episode, because it's the Cobblestone Hotel that is right downtown in mm-hmm. Menominee. Yep. So, Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about that one?
Well, you just nailed it. I think it's right downtown, right in the heart of it. And you can actually see Lake Menominee.
See, that'll trip me up every time.
Yeah. Every time. But you can see the lake, and you're right there. You can go walking to some of these restaurants. You can try out Ted's Pizza right there.
You can walk to the Mabel Tainter Theater and the breweries.
Right, right. But one that's a little bit closer towards the Wakanda Park is the Best Western.
Yeah, it's a Best Western Plus, which is a really nice, you know, that's one of their higher level brands. And it's a very nice hotel. I've stayed there. And then when we filmed, I also stayed at the Hampton Inn. And both the Best Western and the Hampton are closer to I-94. Mm-hmm. And they're very convenient. And then Hampton, I'll tell you, boy, on the inside, especially, that place was really sweet. I'm like, this is Hampton Inn, you know. Because it's a level higher. I expected nice, but it was even nicer than that. And you walk in, and the lobby, there's this big thing that says, welcome to the cheese state.
Yeah.
And there's a cool little market right there. And, I mean, it's 24-hour good stuff.
Menominee is one of those places where you can get out and you can enjoy nature. You can take it all in. And then you can find places to go and eat and rest, all the different events. It's nonstop fun in Menominee.
Well, they know how to embrace each season. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of great options. And the thing with Menominee is, I mean, you think about, okay, Minneapolis, St. Paul, big. Eau Claire, fairly big, right? Mm-hmm. Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls together especially. So Menominee is kind of this little spot in the middle.
Yep.
But that's sometimes where the gems are.
Right.
And so you got to go in and check out a nice little lakeside town, college town like that. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to offer, and it's definitely, I mean, we were there filming for 2 days, and I didn't even get a chance to see everything.
Right. Oh, you just said it perfectly. College town. So in the UW system, they're scattered around the state. Mm-hmm. The energy in a college town, especially the size of Menominee, it just feeds mm-hmm. everywhere.
Absolutely.
In whether it's downtown or it's outside of downtown, the entire area has the energy of a college town. And you can't take that type of energy and place it in places that don't have it.
And I got to experience all that in the dead of winter, still having a great time with Tammy and everybody there at Menominee.
Mm-hmm. And Tammy is awesome. I loved getting to talk to Tammy about some of her favorite things in the Menominee area. So just so we have an actual expert on the show, why don't we throw
Should
this?
Should I take offense at that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys.
No, an actual local expert.
Yes, a local who lives there. Why don't we throw it to our interview with Tammy Simon?
So welcome to the cabin, Tammy Simon, who is the tourism manager for the Menominee Area Chamber and Visitor Center. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, we have to know, we spent the whole episode talking about things to do in the Menominee area, but what is your absolute favorite thing about the area as a local?
I guess my favorite thing is, first of all, the fact that it's very small town feel, but we're very, very close to large town amenities. The cities are 70 minutes away, and Eau Claire is, you know, just about 25 miles from us. But here in Menominee, we have all the nature you could possibly take in, with the lake and with the trails and with kind of our natural phenomenon, the Devil's Punch Bowl. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get outside, there's nothing stopping you here, even in the winter.
Even in the winter. I know we talked about that a lot with Eric today. And my next question is my favorite for people who work in tourism, which is, if you were playing tour guide for the day, where is the first place that you would take someone who had never been to or even heard of the Menominee area for a weekend getaway?
one of the newest things that we have here in the Menominee area is the Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery. Everybody knows Wisconsin thrives and lives on cheese and beer and wine. And they are doing a great job of displaying all that. And you can watch them make the cheese. And no matter what the age is, you're going to like it there. That's one of the biggest advantages of that kind of roadside attraction, is that everyone's going to be entertained by something there at the Ellsworth Creamery. My other favorite thing to do when I have people in town is to go to the breweries. We have Brewery Nonick, which has a great bonfire outside. You can bring your dog. And so depending on who you are, that's a really good opportunity. But then, I mean, even if you have children, those natural spaces like the Lions Park at Wakanda Park, and there's lots of places to get outside and see things. And you know, if it's rainy, we have museums. Or if it's too cold, we also have the Mabeltainer. So there's so much to do. And I think bringing somebody in, those are the places that I would definitely start.
That is awesome. And I do have to ask, just because we just went over this with Eric and Josh, do you take your cheese curds fresh or fried?
If they're warm, fresh. Otherwise, I like them fried. Warm and squeaky.
Fresh and squeaky, I hear all the time, but warm and squeaky, I feel like I don't hear too often.
Yeah, if you get them just at the right time, they're still a little bit warm and squeaky. Otherwise, I would love to take them fried. So luckily, Ellsworth has them both ways.
Oh, gosh, that's awesome. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for joining us here in the cabin. We love talking about all things Menominee area with you.
Thank you so much.
Well, Tammy, it was so much fun to be with in Menominee, and I'm going to reach out to her next time I go, even though it won't be in an official Discover Wisconsin capacity. But then again, maybe it will. You never know.
Perfect day, okay.
Yeah. So if you want to finish planning a weekend getaway there, get all the info you need and follow up on the stuff we discussed today, pizza and whatnot, make sure you go to their website, which is exploremenominee.com. And again, it's M-E-N-O-M-O-N-I-E. It's a couple of ways to spell Menominee in Wisconsin, but that's the one for here. And of course, they're at Explore Menominee on Facebook or Instagram. And if you're checking out Menominee and found something that we missed, and I'm sure there's a lot we did miss, or we should have talked about in the first place, make sure to let us know at The Cabin Pod.
On Instagram, right?
Yeah, on Instagram. Or at the Around the Campfire Facebook page. That works too.
Fantastic. Well, you guys, I think this was a great episode that we got to talk a little bit about the Menominee area. And Josh, thanks so much for joining us back in the cabin for
always
your first
happy to be here.
Bonus episode.
Josh, one thing, though. You need to go into more detail on pizzas next time.
We didn't get enough detail or about the fish fries. So next
did I extend the length of the podcast by talking about pizza as I'm doing now?
Perhaps. No, but now I'm hungry. So, Susan, let's roll the credits and get going here.
Today's bonus episode of The Cabin was sponsored by the Menominee Area Chamber and Visitor Center and was hosted by Eric Paulson, Josh Osterman, and me, Susan Koch. Produced by me and audio engineering by Jesus Reyes and Eric Paulson. And video teasers by Quinn Savanek and social media by me and Courtney Haas. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover Media Works. Learn more at discovermediaworks.com. And don't forget to leave us that review. Just made it.